MMA Legal. You're speaking with Aaron. How can I help you?
Hi, I've had an email from you. It's about your desk in Scotland. I've changed phone number and you've not been able to get a hold of me.
Ah, okay. What's your name, please?
Elizabeth Wilson.
Yeah, we've got a number here ending in 337.
I've lost my phone, so can I give you an updated number? Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, just before we do, just for data protection, Ms. Wilson, can you confirm your address and date of birth for me, please?
It's 23 Marshall Lane, Wisher, ML279T, and my date of birth, yeah? 17/12/1987.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. Just obviously inform you that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. So the number that you're calling from, is that your updated number, is it? Okay, so we've got 07340265832.
And can you let lady know that I'm not on WhatsApp, but she can get me via email or this number?
Yep, well, what I'll do is, what lady is it that you're querying about, sorry?
Because I lost my phone, I don't know.
Right, okay, that's not a problem, because I can see.
Have you the number that she's gave me, though?
What's that, sorry?
Do you want the lady's phone mobile number?
No, so I can see here, obviously, going from the history on the file. Oh, actually, yeah, just to confirm as well, the password on your account is Thor5Eva.
Yeah.
Yep. So I can see that Billy was the one who set that password for you, and you've dealt with Billy in the past. So your case now goes from Billy's department over to our department.
Right, because it's been practiced within 7 days, and I just got that today.
What's that, sorry?
I got an email today saying I could be in touch within 7 days.
Yeah, yeah. So that's obviously because we've not been able to have the contact with you, that's all. So it has been myself and my colleague Jamie trying to get in touch with yourself, obviously, just so we can progress your claim.
I want you to.
So do you have around about 15 minutes to have a chat with myself? Yep, okay. Because what I can do is I can do an initial call with you, and what that means is gather all the details I can about your case and obviously time and care, confirming your care settings, and then what we can do from here is then request for your records from the institutions needed in order to obviously receive them records. And then obviously once we've got the records all received, we'll then go through the records with you and, you know, use any evidence needed or required to strengthen your case to then obviously present that to the Scottish Government. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing by the means of your phone call, obviously you still do want to go ahead with your application with the Scottish Redress Scheme. Okay, perfect. What I will need from you as well is I will need a proof of identification and a proof of address.
I've already taken that to that woman.
Have you? Okay, because she hasn't uploaded it, you see.
I've got a citizen's card and I sent her a lawyer's letter.
Okay, well, if you find that...
I can send it to you. I've just not got WhatsApp on this phone. It does not download it, but I can send it to you via email. That's okay.
Yeah, of course. What I'll do is I'll send you an email now, just whilst I'm on the phone to you. Just bear with me 1 second. Okay, that's perfect. So I've got that there. Go to that one. Okay, just to confirm, your address is Liz Ann Wilson 831@gmail.com.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, what I've what I'm about to do now is just send you an email with obviously that information attached. Documents required. And So in the in that email, it'll just disclose what, obviously, what proof of address you can use, and obviously the identification as well, that we accept. And obviously just, yeah, just as you're reading the whole email, I can just tell you over the phone, it just basically says, just try and get all four corners in, make the picture as clear as possible, dated within the last 3 months as well. So I've sent that email to you, so you can just reply back to that email with them documents, and then once we've received them documents, I'll upload them to your case file. So yeah, so what I'll do, Elizabeth, I'll just obviously ask you a few questions. I'll be making some notes during our call, just obviously gathering some information on yourself in regards to, obviously, as I said, your time and care, where you're registered with the OGP, confirm your care settings with you, and making sure we've got all that up to date, and the local authority who is in charge of your care placement at the time, so we can request them records. And then I'll tell you a little bit of how the case is going to progress and also our legal fees, and then I can send you back on your way to enjoy a nice Wednesday morning.
Have you been done talking all that about your legal fees and how long it takes? Just all that.
Actually, okay. Well, obviously, as I said, this call is recorded, so I just obviously remind you more than anything then. So can I just start off, Miss Wilson, by just gathering a possible address you was in before being placed in care?
My mum's home. Do you want the address, yeah?
Yes, please, yeah.
4-5.
So is it 4-5?
No, 45.
Oh, 45, sorry, my apologies. Yep, 45.
Heatherley Road,
H-E-A-T-A. So was that H-E-A-T?
Aye.
Yep.
H-E-N-Y.
E-N-Y.
Wait a minute, I'm going to go and get the other phone so I can get the right spelling, right? Heatherley Road, it's called 2-6.
That's okay, no worries.
It's H-E-A.
Yep.
C-H.
Yep.
E-R-Y.
E-R-Y.
Road.
Okay, and what area may that be in?
Wishaw, W-I-S-H-A-W.
Ah, yeah, I've got that here. Postcode ML27PT?
Yeah.
Perfect, okay. So I've got that address there, Miss Wilson. Also, can I grab the name of your parents, please? The reason why I'm asking this question is only because when one of the institutions that we request your records from is National Records of Scotland. And the way that they archive their records obviously can be quite historic. So they link this by your mother and father's names and your date of birth and obviously the address you may have lived in before being placed in care, so they can do a kind of search for your records then. Yeah. So your parents don't get contacted or nothing like that. This is obviously just so they can pull your records.
Yeah, I'm going to contact my family, but I'll give you the details. My mum's name's Linda.
Linda, did you say?
Yeah, Wilson.
Linda Wilson. And do you know your father's name at all?
Yeah, Thomas McSavany. My father's favourite.
What was that surname? Sorry, Mark.
M C.
Yep.
S E V E N E Y.
Sorry, S E V E.
No, S M I M C S E V E N E Y.
So just so I've got that right, it's MCSEVENEY.
Yeah.
Perfect, okay. Okay, Miss Wilson, thank you very much for them details. What I'm going to do now is I'm just going to ask some details in regards to yourself.
Yeah.
So just for my understanding, do you have any hearing or speech impediments at all that we need to be aware about?
No.
No, okay. Okay, and do you suffer from any mental health issues at all?
Yeah.
Okay, and what may them diagnoses be?
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay, and do you suffer with anxiety or depression at all?
I've got depression as well.
Okay. Okay, and how long have you suffered with your mental health for?
From I was diagnosed back in 2017, I think. But I've suffered for years before it.
Okay, so I'll put 9+ years as a kind of minimum.
Yeah.
Okay, and are you on any antidepressants at all?
I am on, I'm on Tegaprin and I'm on Amitriptyline.
Okay, perfect.
I'm on a behavioural injection for addictions as well.
Okay, so are you currently going through addiction help at the minute?
Yes, yeah, I've got more with addictions here.
Yeah, okay. And what may, if you don't mind me asking, what may them addictions have been?
Childhood trauma.
Is it? Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I can see from your statements, obviously it wasn't the best time for you in care. And obviously that's why we're here as a law firm, to do the best that we can to, you know, give you that kind of compensation and closure.
I'm open to social services for my kids. They don't even tell you about this. About the testing.
Yeah, no, they don't. It's because they don't like people finding out about the redress scheme. But what they don't realise is it is open to the public. It's there to, you know, at a click of a search, shall we say? And this is obviously a scheme. Well, it's a scheme that's been published and opened up by the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, because there was quite a lot of civil cases getting backed up, they brought out this scheme to deal with independently. So it's quite crazy how, you know, some social services in Scotland are still not open to this. Do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at the minute?
No, I'm an ex-alcoholic.
Okay.
I've got pancreatitis to do that as well.
You've got pancreatitis.
Yeah, I'm on that.
Yeah. Okay. Right, no other drinks. Okay, and do you take any recreational drugs at all?
No, I'm on a Buvidale injection that blocks out opiate-based drugs.
Yeah.
It's just like a form of methadone or suboxone, it's just an injection I go for once a month now. But I was on methadone for 16 years.
Oh, okay, yeah. It must have been a hard time to go through. Okay, and one question I do have to ask you, as I said, it's just in regards to gathering the best knowledge you can about yourself. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all?
Still, I've thrown self-harm more than now.
What was that, sorry?
I felt self-harm just now.
Okay. I do apologise. Obviously, that's, you know, you kind of, you know, only conclusions of things at the minute. But obviously, yeah, it is a pleasure to be speaking with you, and obviously I'm thankful for you being open and honest about this.
I have tried to keep my own life in the past, but I'm getting help now.
Yeah, no, well, that's good. That's a massive step. Some people don't have that courage to get that help at the minute. So you should be proud of yourself for that. Yeah, go ahead. If you don't mind me asking, no, can I just expand on your, obviously, admission to self-harm? And, like, what is it that you do in... Is it that you cut, is it? Okay. Because obviously, there's a lot of people who have many different ways of doing so. But obviously, whatever you do... What was that, sorry? Okay, and have you ever tried to take your own life, maybe, like, you know, an overdose or anything?
Yeah, I've done that. I've got to get kidney transplant in 2007
due to overdose. Okay, and when you did overdose, was you hospitalised for it at all?
Yeah. I ended up in a renal ward for kidney dialysis.
Can you remember what hospital it was that you was admitted to?
Monkland, in Avery, North Lanarkshire.
Okay, bear with me. I was admitted to. Just spell the name of the hospital for me.
M-O-N-K.
M-O-N-K.
L-A-N-D.
L-A-N-D.
Monkland Hospital, Avery, A-I-R-D-R-I-E, North Lanarkshire. And that was 2007.
2007?
Yeah, I was
okay. Is it University Hospital Monklands?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it, okay. Okay, and can you remember how long you was admitted for?
Oh God, I was in for about 6 weeks.
About 6 weeks?
Yeah.
And did you say that you had was it a kidney transplant, was it?
I got my blood clot stuck.
Okay. I do want to say, Mr. Wilson, thank you very much for being open and honest with me about all of this information. This information is not shared. It is private and confidential within ourselves, and this is just so we can build the best case that we can for yourself when it comes to presenting your case to the scheme. We do go through your medical records with you. And you know, link all this in together and obviously expand on, you know, hospital admissions, you go into mental health services, like this all does go quite strongly towards the scheme in itself. Because obviously, yeah, what, you know, the more, let's say, troubled childhood, but then when it goes into adulthood as well, that's the long lasting effect of it, which obviously the longer the effect has, the more it can, you know,
my sister didn't have to heal for trauma that I've put them through as well because of my upbringing, my friend, because of the upbringing I had as well.
Yeah, I can only imagine. But as I said, it is good that you are going through the help to help yourself. So obviously that when, you know, that help is having a bit of an impact on yourself, it will have an impact on your kids as well. You know, they'll feel, you know, better and more warmly to situations because you do.
Yeah.
I understand that from having obviously two babies myself. It's they're so vigilant and clever in life, and they're so young, isn't it? It's crazy.
You don't get taught any life skills or anything, so as soon as you have a baby, you're hot with baby services straight away because of what upbringing you have.
Yeah.
Bolt straight away.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, Miss Wilson. Where is it that you are registered with your doctors at the minute?
It's in, I'll give you a bit of dead book, see how you
What's the name of it, sorry?
I'm just getting it now.
Ah, sorry, yeah, my apologies.
I have another phone check, got it. Sorry. It is called NAC.
MAC.
INN.
INN.
ES.
ES.
Medical Center. And that's in Newhall. NEWARTHILL. North Lanarkshire. I've not got the postcode.
That's okay, I'll be able to...
I do have postcode, in fact, I do.
Here we go, yeah. ML. Yeah, 5KU.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Do you need a phone number?
No, I've got all them details there. All I need to do is just obviously mainly search for the name of the practice, and everything else comes up with it then. How long have you been registered at this medical practice for?
I've been with that doctor for 2 years.
Okay. And then we've got a care home here of, is it Leslie Street?
Yeah.
Motherwell Children's Home?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a little look into that.
That closed down now.
Has it? Okay. Well, the special tool that I use can sometimes, not always, obviously, it does depend on the care home in itself. But it can tell me the day it opened, the day it closed down, what the details were of the of that children's home, whatnot. Okay, yeah, so it's just telling me, basically, that the local authority who runs that, which obviously, as you would imagine, it's North Lanarkshire Council. So as long as we've got the name of the name of the children's home, we can then still attach that to North Lanarkshire Council when we come to request your records. And just to confirm, how long was you there for?
I was in that home for about 2 years.
2 years, okay.
Maybe a year and a half, because I was in two foster care placements with you.
Ah, was you? Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through each care setting with you, just so we've got as much information as we can. Motherwell Children's Home. 2 years. Okay, and so was it after Motherwell's Children's Home you then went into foster care, was it?
Foster care before.
Was it before? Okay.
I don't have the place, but I know where it is.
Client is unsure of parents' names, but placement. Whereabouts was you placed in your, let's say, first foster care?
Hart Hill. I and that comes under North Lanarkshire as well, I'm sure.
What was the road name, sorry?
It's not, it's just the name, it's the area, Hart Hill, H-A-R-T.
Hart Hill.
H-A-R-L-L. I'm sure that's North Lanarkshire again.
Okay. Is it Hart Hill Shots?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But what is it? Okay, and then your second foster care placement, where about was that?
It was in Branchelwood Road, I'll get that one out, in Coltness. His email just put Coltness, what's that? C-O-L-T-N-E-S-S. What's that?
Okay, was that in Wishaw, was it?
Yeah.
Branchelwood Road. Okay, and so yeah, I did forget to ask, your first foster care placement in Hart Hill, how long was that for?
A few months.
Was it? Okay. And then how long was your second one for?
Just a few months as well.
Okay, not a problem. Excuse me, Miss Wilson. Okay, so thank you very much for confirming your care setting with us. Obviously, yeah, it is mostly North Lanarkshire Council that we will be requesting these records from.
That is the social work department that is open to. I'm still open to them now.
Right, okay, yeah. Yeah, so we'll request them records from them. Alongside, obviously...
another name. I'm known as Elizabeth Wilson, but I'm also known as Liz Ann Wilson through social work as well. L-I-Z-A-N-N-E, but it should be under Elizabeth, but just in case it's not under the social worker, I'm known as Liz Ann to them.
Okay, so when you was in
Elizabeth, it was all Elizabeth, but the social work department know me as Liz Ann, it's just in case you need that information.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you was Elizabeth Wilson during your time in care?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Is there a deadline for these applications this year?
No, the scheme does quite have a lot of time on it. We haven't really got a deadline as such yet.
It's online, it's up until the 7th of December 2026, the deadline.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay, whereabouts does it state that?
I just googled it.
Okay.
It just says Scottish Death Scheme is currently open accepting all applications. It's the standard deadline, so that's just it's application is 7th of December.
Oh yeah, it does say the initial application deadline for the Scottish Reader Scheme is the 7th of December, but it does say, however, the legislation dictates that obviously if there's still enough cases still coming through, that date can get extended. Obviously, as soon as we've got your all the information required, and obviously you've sent us through your proof of ID and address, we can you know, get a request for your records, and obviously you're well within that deadline, and obviously your case will be getting processed. So what's going to happen from here and now? Obviously, as Billy might have told you previously, you know, this case is going to be, you know, roughly around about 6 to 12 months before we do get to the final outcome. Mm. Obviously, during that time, we'll update you along the way in regards to how your case is progressing.
Yes.
If and when we do have an update, you know, we'll be in contact with you. The next kind of update will be when we've got more, you know, all of your records back.
Yes.
Obviously, to go through your records with you. Obviously, that's at your request, whether you'd like us to or not.
No, I don't want to just remember the records. Is that all right?
Yeah, no, that's completely fine. I'll make a note of that, of course.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, bear with me. Okay, I've made a note of that for you, so you won't be contacted in regards to your records. But you will be contacted in regards to an update, so it might just be a quick call just to let you know that we have got your records then. Obviously, so you're not left in the lurch kind of type. What we like to fight for as a law firm is first and foremost an official apology from the Scottish Government for the wrongdoing during your time in care. But also, you know, we fight for financial compensation for yourself as well. So, as I said, when it comes to the legal fee side of things, I know obviously Billy has gone through this with you.
Yeah.
Are you, obviously, would you like me to go through it with you again? Yeah, okay, that's not the problem. Okay, so it is important that you do understand all of your options available before deciding whether to instruct us to represent you as a law firm. You do have three options when it comes to the Scottish Redress application. And option one is that you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm representing you. And that's just obviously you gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two is that you can instruct the solicitor or law firm who operates under the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, and they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting with your application.
Mm-hmm.
So under the Scottish Government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you win or lose your application. MMA Legal does not operate under the statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, you will be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement that obviously you would have signed when Billy sent the documents to you.
Yeah.
And we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So what this means is obviously if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay nothing. Obviously we won't come and chase you and cause any financial burdens or stress. If you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay nothing either. But if your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees would consist of a basic charges based on time and spent, and obviously a success fee as well on your case. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 20%, so which in the correct figure is 19.2%. So that's the percentage of compensation that we will take, obviously, for what you receive from your redress payment, and you'll never pay more than the agreed cap percentage. Okay, so with them three options being read to yourself, are you happy for MMA to proceed to represent you?
Yeah.
That's perfect. Thank you very much for that, Ms. Wilson. I do appreciate that. And before I do let you go, is there any questions for me at all?
No, I'll come off the phone and I'll send that stuff to you then.
Good. I'm glad you have, and I'm glad you feel a little bit lighter. Obviously, we'll be doing everything in the background that we can, working tirelessly to build the biggest and best case for yourself. So, yeah, you do have my number, which is obviously the one that you've called from.
Yeah.
Save it, And obviously, if you've got any questions or queries in the meantime between now and our next contact, then feel free to give us a call. And yeah, obviously, as I said, I have sent you an email. So if you can just get them documents sent over to me as soon as you can, we can progress your case then.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem, Miss Wilson. Thank you very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.